everyone, I'm Terry Doyle. Welcome to this week's edition of OHL News, presented by Warrior. Coming up on the show, we'll talk to a draft pick of the Dallas Stars, who got a chance to play in some AHL action late last season. Now he's helped his team to a 2-0 record to start the new OHL campaign. But first, this week's On the Run OHL Player of the Week is Windsor Spitfires goaltender Michael DiPietro. He picked up right where he left off last year when he backstopped the Spitfires to the MasterCard Memorial Cup Championship. Now, he started the season with a 3-0 record, a 1.00 goals against average, and a .966 save percentage, helping the Spitfires to 3 wins to open the season, making 86 saves along the way. Drafted by the Vancouver Canucks in the 2017 NHL Entry Draft in the third round, returned from the Canucks camp just before the OHL regular season started, and quite a start for the Windsor Spitfires goaltender. Also off to a good start to the season are the Flint Firebirds, who were 2-0 last weekend, picking up wins on the road in Kitchener and in Owen Sound. Nicholas Camano picked up 3 points in those two games. He's a draft choice of the Dallas Stars and played 6 games for their AHL affiliate at the end of last season, picking up 3 assists in those 6 games he played, making his professional debut last spring. Earlier this week, I chatted with Camano about the start of the year in Flint. With Nicholas Camano of the Flint Firebirds, and you guys opened the season winning both games last week, and take me through what went so well to open the brand new OHL season.
Yeah, it's definitely good to get off to a good start there, 2-0. I thought our team really competed well in both those games. Those are both two tough arenas to win in, so it was definitely nice to get an early jump in our conference.
Was that the message going into opening weekend was, hey, why not just get off to a good start and set the tone early?
Yeah, for sure. You always want to get off to a good start, and I think we really had the mindset that we want to go in there and get 2 points in each of those arenas. And that's what we did, so it was definitely nice.
You've been around this league for a while now. Going into Kitchener, going into Owen Sound, you hinted at it. Those are two tough buildings to get points in on the road.
Yeah, for sure. You know, Owen Sound, the later half in the year last year, didn't lose at home. And Kitchener is a very tough place to play. A lot of fans there, so definitely nice. And those are two big wins for us.
You guys were down in Kitchener last Friday night. You come back with 3 goals in about 2.5 minutes to pick up the win. Tell me what it was like on the bench and as you guys went into the room after that win.
Yeah, we kind of stayed calm on the bench there. We know we have the ability on our team to win games, and we thought we were playing well during that game. We just weren't really getting the bounces, and we just had to tighten up a few things, and we did that in the third and ended up with a win, and it was definitely made the bus ride to Owen Sound a lot better that night.
You guys have got a fair amount of players back from last season. Did you find that really helped out through the exhibition or preseason portion, even training camp, to get set for the regular season?
Yeah, definitely it helps when you've played with a lot of guys in the past years. You know, the chemistry's there and stuff, so it's not too hard to get chemistry back. But for the new guys coming in, I thought they did a great job fitting in seamlessly with our team.
This is now, for you, your fourth year in the Ontario Hockey League, moving right along, it seems. How have you grown over these last 4 years?
Yeah, I think the OHL has been a great league for me. I've learned a lot from many coaches I've had, and I think Ryan Houlihan has really helped me a lot here in Flint. He showed me the different parts of my game that I need to grow on to kind of make it to the next level, stuff that wasn't really – that works in minor hockey but doesn't really work here, and I kind of need to sharpen up on some things. B's almost one of them, and I think he's really helped me a lot here.
Is it one of those things where maybe it's when you get into video and really looking at those little things to kind of perfect your game?
Yeah, for sure. Going from minor hockey where there's no video to the OHL where there's video, it's a big difference. You definitely see where you're making mistakes and kind of how you can improve your game as a whole, so it's definitely a lot better. It's a great learning tool.
After last season, the Dallas Stars brought you up to their AHL affiliate, the Texas Stars, for 6 games. Take me through that whole experience.
Yeah, it was an awesome experience for me. I got in a lot of games there, which was awesome for me. The older guys definitely helped me a lot there. They really brought me under the wing, showed me the ropes, and I had a great time and definitely took back a lot of things for junior in the summertime.
Did you find training camp experiences with some of those guys help so you weren't completely walking in there blind?
Yeah, for sure. Especially, you make a lot of friends when you go up there because it's the team and you really feel part of the team. So going to training camp this year, I felt comfortable. I knew a lot of the guys. So it was definitely nice and kind of eased the nerves going into it.
What's the difference on the ice when you get into an AHL game?
Definitely the speed's a lot different, a lot faster, but you're also playing with guys that are the best at what they do, so they kind of make the game a little easier for you, but definitely, nonetheless, it's a hard physical game you got to play, and you definitely got to mature as a person to kind of play the game. You need to obviously add muscle and stuff to play at that level.
Obviously, taking the Flint Firebirds to a successful regular season and deep into the playoffs is your primary goal this season. But if you had to say, you know, what other things you want to work on or accomplish this year to make yourself a better player and obviously to help the Flint Firebirds win, what do you want to get done this year?
Yeah, I think I kind of need to stay on the right track, the path I've been going. I'm on the right track here with the stuff I'm doing. So I'm just going to keep working with the coaching staff and take pointers when they give them to me and just keep working hard every time I show up to the rink. I think that's what's got me successful in this league, and I'm going to continue to do that.
That was Flint Firebirds forward Nicholas Camano. Let's take a look at this week's CHL Top 10 rankings for the second week of the OHL season. The Regina Pats and Victoria Tigre of the Western Hockey League and the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League respectively are 1 and 2. The top OHL club would be the Owen Sound Attack. They come in at number 3, Oshawa Generals at 6, Sioux Greyhounds at 10, and moving up into the honorable mention position are the Windsor Spitfires. Well, remember, you can check out all the happenings from around the Ontario Hockey League on OHL Live. For more information, be sure to check out the official website of the Ontario Hockey League, found easily at OntarioHockeyLeague.com. Well, that's going to do it for our show this week. You've been listening to OHL News presented by Warrior. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.
The OHL. Now this is hockey.